Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we spoke about the pasuk Lo sasu lechem alilim pesem matzil lo sekim lechem. Ve'ben maskis lo sedem aritzchem l'shtach v'stekin yeshem ukecha v'shab sed v'shemem k'dashi tiro. Not to make up a dezara. Kibshab is mikdosh. And it's talking about, Rashi says, that it's talking about somebody who sold to a goy. Don't think that because my master is Megal Arayis, I should be my master's Ovid Rezar, I should be master Mechal Shabbos, I should be. Therefore, you have these psukim to tell, to disabuse you from that notion. And no, you have to keep Shabbos, you can't be Megal Arayis, you can't be Ovid Rezar. So we saw was that the Havamin of this one, it's not the Havamin, Havamin of the Evid was that he is now Kanu, he's acquired to his Goyisha owner. And the Mela changes his Mechus. And therefore, he's not chayv in these mitzvahs anymore. Kamash malan that he is. So, we saw the chiddush of Tali Trop. Famous. It's the most famous chiddush by far in Ksubis Daf Yud Aleph, that every Jew has two things that change him from a goy. That he's a member of the Jewish people. He's a member of Mishpachas Am Yisrael. And he has Kedushas Yisrael, he's Chayv and Mitzvahs. So, the Havamina that he could be Megal Arayis is because he's not a member of Mishpachas Yisrael. And Mimele, like an Eved Kenaini, it doesn't have, he's not Usir. He's not a Jew and he's not a Goy. The Rambam says, Ain't a Loba Arayis to Akum, a Loba Arayis to Yisrael, in the 14th parak of Yisurabia. So that's, he thinks his heter also, he's out, he's not a member in good standing the Jewish people, Kamash Melnadiyah. So that's Mishpachas Yisrael. And Kedushas Yisrael is a Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, the Yisrael of Avodah Zarah is that you don't get your Mufka from the whole Torah. It says if you're Kaifer in Avodah Zarah, you're Moedah B'chol HaTorah. So he thinks that I'm Mufka from the Torah. So that's why he would think, not literally I could be Avodah Zarah, but that I'm Mufka from the Torah, I have to keep the Torah. So that explains the Arayis. And that explains the Avodah Zarah. So that is B'tamtzis, what we learned until now. Now, the Pasuk says, Opesel matzeva lo sekim alechem. So, in the Isser of matzeva, of making this one-stoned monument that we have over here, together with the Pasuk of lo sasu alechem alilim, in Parashat Shoftim 16:22, it says, "Asher sonei Hashem Elokecha," that God hates these matzevas. They were used for avodah zarah. It says in the Sifri in Parashat Shoftim, "Shaisa ahuva itzal ovis, v'snua itzal abanim." It was beloved by the ovis, and it was hated by the banim. God doesn't like these anymore. The Ovis made Matzevas, that was Beseder, but it's not good anymore. And Rashi there writes, because it was a choik etzel ha-kanainim. It was a goyish zach, so God didn't like it anymore. It was a avodah zarah d'gezach. So too in the Rambam, in avodah zarah 6:6. So too Evan Maskis, like the Rambam says there in 6:6, was a choik etzel ha-kanainim. V'nira, Shemizei yesh l'lmod klal b'chol chiyuvei ha-mitzvot. From this, you can learn a klal in all the chiyuvei ha-mitzvot of the Jewish people, and that is that one could say sheyef shalomar shetchayvu v'netiyachadu Yisrael mikol ha-umot b'chiyuv ha-torah ve-ha-mitzvot mechamat hayotam misug shone v'na'ala Misha'ar b'nei Adam. Then one could say that the Jewish people are unique among all the nations in their obligation to keep Torah and mitzvahs because they are a different category of people. Shebezem etchayev b'sug zeh shel b'nei Adam et ha-chiyuv shel kol taryag ha-mitzvot. Be'od shebesug shel ben Noach ein metchayev El zayin mitzvot. So in this sug, in this category of people, is a chiyuv of 613. The oid in the chsug of Bnei Noach is only a chiyuv of 7. It's mashma like this a little bit in Rashi in Vayikra 11:2. See there. Aval mitzad sheni, efshar lomar, and that's the truth. It's not because we're different that we are obligated in more, even though we are different, but rather because of the tachlis of Briyas Ha'olam, it's mischayiv, it must be, that there should be in the world a nation that God is their God, as is well known from the words of Rabbeinu Moshe Chaim Lutzato, Ve'en kan ha'mokom laharich b'derech Hashem, Gevaldik. I hope you learned that sefer. If not, there's still time. V'nifcheru am Yisrael l'chach, u'mechamat heyot am Yisrael b'matzav, she'Hashem hu Elokav, hu she'chayavim hem la'asot et ratzon Hashem, k'fi she'nitan b'torah ha'kedusha, she'hu l'kayem et taryag ha'mitzvot she'yeshnam b'torah, she'nitna li'Yisrael. So Am Yisrael was chosen to be the ones who fulfill the tachlis of the Bria, that there should be in the world a nation that God is their God. And Am Yisrael was chosen for that. Omechamat hayot Am Yisrael b'matzav she'Hashem hu Elokav, hu she'chayavim hem la'asot et ratzon Hashem, k'fi she'nitan b'Torah k'dusha, she'hu l'kayem et taryag ha'mitzvot she'yeshnam b'Torah, she'nitna li'Yisrael. And since we are in this matzav that God is our God, we have to keep fulfill the will of Hashem, as it's given in the Torah to be Mekayim Tarig Mitzvahs. So the reason we have to be Mekayim Tarig Mitzvahs is not because we're different. We are different. We have to be Tarig Mitzvahs because the tachlis of the world is mischayav that there should be a nation that God is their God, and we were chosen as that nation. Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. V'yesh lomar. She'nyan zeh mevu'ar me'isur shel matzeva ve'even maskit. Could be that this is evident from the iser of Matseva and Evan Maskis, Share. Mitzad Atzman, En Sibat Isur, Batavar Atzmo, Dineima, She Yisrael Mitzad Miyuchadutam, Asur Davar Zelahem, El Sibata Isuru Kanal, Ba'asher Sane, Hashem Elokecha. So this we see in the Yisr of Matzeva and Evan Maskis, the Mitzad Atzman, the Sibas Yisr, is not in the thing itself that we should say that because the Jewish people are special, this is us to them. Rather, the Sibas Yisr is because God hates it. Ashir Sane Hashem Elokecha. Lo Sokim Lucha Matzeva Ashir Sane Hashem Elokecha. In other words, this is not something that's good in God's eyes, and what's not good in God's eyes, it's Mechayiv the Jewish people not to do that. As Mizem Evoar, that the Yisoid Chiyuv of the Jewish people is that we were chosen by God to be His nation, and He is our God. And that's mechayev not to do what Hashem despises. Aval im haya ze rak mechamat she'etzlam v'rak etzlam mishulal davar ze mitzad atzmo hare kanal leta et ze b'matzeva ve'even maskit. But if this is only because only the Jews can't do it, because that's our essence, it's against our essence. So that's not true with Matzeva and Evan Maskis, right? Because originally God liked the Matzeva. It's not, there's nothing inherently, intrinsically wrong with it. Just God doesn't want us to have one now. It's Sanei Beinei Hashem. Sanei Beinei Hashem, we can't have it. V'zeh ma shekituv po b'sefer shel ha'pasuk al ha'isur she'ne'amar b'reisha. Lo sasu lochem elilim pesel matzeva lo isakimu lochem ve'ven maskis lo isakimu ba'artzichem. Why is that? Why can't you have this matzeva, this ve'ven maskis? Mishum ki ani Hashem elokeichem. Dainu shechayavim atem b'mitzvot mechamat she'atem ha'am she'ani Yahshua elokeichem. Because I'm your God, and therefore don't do what God hates. You are God's nation. You are here to fulfill His purposes, and therefore don't do what he hates. Umeata, הרי מבואר היטב מה שכתוב כאן בפסוק לא תעשו לכם. כדי להפגיע מהשר כדאיתך, שיאמר הועיל ורבי וכולי, אף על פי שלא נזכר כלום בפסוק, שהזרה כאן היא על נמכר לנוכרי. So now we understand why it says לסעשו, don't make these things. In order to be mafkia, to disabuse one from the notion, from the idea that a person is going to say, since my master does this, I should do this. His master does this, I shouldn't do that. I should do that. I could do this. No. Don't do it. So it doesn't say anything in the pasuk about it being talking about a nimkar lenochri. Right? It says that it's talking about, Rashi tells it, it's talking about somebody who was sold to a guy. Somebody who was sold. Where do you see in the pasuk he was sold to a guy? חן מבואר מה שכאן הוא שנאמר האיסור של אבן מסקית ומצבה. We also understand why here we have the issur of אבן מסקית ומצבה. שנראה ברור, here's the explanation, שכל הנידון שיפקע מיהדותו של הנמכר לנוכרי, the whole nidon, the whole issue, the whole discussion, that there should be a hafka, that there should be a removal of the Jewishness of somebody who sold as a goy, אינו אלא אם עניין היהדות וחיוביה באים מתוך המציאות המיוחדת של האיש הישראלי. It's only if the עניין of יהדוס and the obligations of יהדוס come from this מציאוס, from this special מציאוס of the Jewish person. And there we can say that this מציאוס changed. If the vort was, it's my mitzius, and that's why I have to keep Torah and mitzvahs. So then he can say, oh, but now my mitzius changed. I was sold as an eved. I'm now owned by my master. So it's a hafka on my Judaism, because I have a different essence. That's the havamina. Aval im ikaro b'bchirat Hashem Elokeinu banu. But if the primary issue is that God chose us, it's pashut. שאפשר להפקיע מחיר הזו בשום אופן, ואין הדבר תלוי כלל במהוסוי של הישראלי, בכל שלא הופקעה בחירתו על ידי השם יזברך שבחר בו ישראל גמור, על כל חיוב עבור, ואם כן במאי דקמה שמולן הקרא, בגדר חיובי יהדוס וכנעל במה שכוסף כאן איזה איזור מצב ומאסקיס ומשום כן יהיה השם לוקחן, הרי אכן נאמר בזה שאין כל הפקר הידי היתון עבד לנוכרי, לכן שפיר נאמרו כך הדברים בפסוק. והדברים מאירי עיניים ומסמכי לב, ומיושבים הקושיות שהקשינו בשיעור הראשון. דהיינו, how do you know it's talking about somebody who sold? Because he has a havamina. How do you know that? Why does he have a havamina? How do you know it's talking about somebody who sold as a guy? As an Eved. The answer is because he has a Havamina, this person has a Havamina, that since he sold, he doesn't have to keep mitzvahs anymore. And you see that in the Pasuk. You see it's talking about somebody who sold, and he thinks he's not going to have to keep mitzvahs anymore. Because the Pasuk says, talks about the Eved Maskis and the Matseva, which intrinsically aren't bad things, which shows you that it's not about our Mahus. If it was about our mahus, so we can say that, now our mahus changed, so we don't have to keep mitzvahs. Do you know what? These mitzvahs, we have to keep because Hashem chose us. You see specifically these mitzvahs, Hashem we keep, because Hashem chose us, because they're not, They're only bad because Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha, because God hates it, and it has nothing to do with our mahus. So first of all, his mahus doesn't change. Lemaise says mahus doesn't change. You're right. Maybe there's somewhat of a change on some level because now he's owned by someone else, and we said there's such a thing called Kinyan Isser. But he still retains his mahus as a Jew. But even if he would, it wouldn't matter. He still has to keep mitzvahs, and his havamin is that he doesn't. And these mitzvahs show you that he does. Because these are mitzvahs that are purely Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha, just because God hates it. And we were the ones chosen to do the will of God. So what does it matter what your mahus is? You're a member of that nation. What are you getting into the genetics for? Into and to and deepen the kishkis deep into a person's soul. No, on a very simple level, on a surface level, we were chosen by God to do what makes what He wants, and not to do what He doesn't want, to avoid what He doesn't want. And you see that by these mitzvahs of Matzeva and Eben Maskus. This is something God doesn't want just because the Ame cannot do it. And we were chosen to be special to God, to do what God does want us to do. And to avoid what, even though inherently, intrinsically, there's nothing wrong with it, with this Matzeva, Eben Maskus, but it's a chok of Akum. And we are that special nation who's supposed to go with God. So therefore, that's how you know you're talking about the person who has such a havamina. Because the pasuk is telling us to keep these mitzvahs, which disabuse us from that havamina. Because these mitzvahs we're told to keep. Eben Maskus, Matzeva, why are we told to keep them? Because we're the nation chosen just to do the will of God, and these are clearly against the will of God, because there's your son, Hashem Elokecha. So it's clear, these mitzvahs, it's spelled out by the Torah. There's nothing to do with our essence, it's because there's your son, Hashem Elokecha. And that's why the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Elokecha. I'm your God, that's why you have to keep the mitzvahs, just because I'm your God. So now we understand why we're introduced over here to the Isra of Eben Maskus that we didn't have before. Because here it's telling us you have to keep mitzvahs just because it's what God wants. And that's why we also have Matzev over here. And that's why it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's why the pasuk ends, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And that's why these mitzvahs disabuse us from the notion of that you don't have to keep mitzvahs anymore if you're an Eved. This is because these mitzvahs tell us no. You have to keep mitzvahs no matter what, because it's not about your essence. You were chosen as God, even if you were sold as an Eved, even if you think your essence did change, it doesn't matter. Because you were the nation chosen to fulfill the will of Hashem. So you would have a havamina, oh, my master is Megal Arayas, my master is Ovid Avodah Zarah, my master is Mechal Shabbos. I can do like him, Kamash Melan Danat. Because even if your essence did change, which it didn't, because you're still a Jew in good standing, but that's not why we have to keep mitzvahs, because of our essence. Some people want to say in the Rambam that the Rambam held it. A Jew is not inherently different than a guy. He just has mitzvahs. So that's definitely not the approach of the Mekubalim and the Maharal, many places. And Rav Kook writes in one place, I don't even want to repeat it, but very, very harif about the Kedushas Nishmas Yisrael in contrast to the Nishmas Nachri. And this famous Baal HaTanya also talks about it, Bitzura Mot Harifa. But even if one accepts that Rambam holds that there is no intrinsic difference, it doesn't matter. Because we were chosen, because that's not why we have to keep mitzvahs. We don't have to keep mitzvahs because we're holier. To keep mitzvahs because we were the one nation chosen to do the will of Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And this guy's going to have a havamina, not to, in other words, this isn't merely telling us a divrei musar, this arus, keep the mitzvahs. No. It's telling us, divrei halacha, oh, you think now you're a different man, you don't have to keep the mitzvahs, you have to still. Because it's not about your essence. Because even if your essence did change, and you want, maybe now there is a little bit of a change, maybe now there's a kinyan isser, but it doesn't matter. You know why? Because you have to keep mitzvahs, because you were chosen by God as the one who fulfills His will. So we still have some more things to work out over here. Let's continue. ונראה שזהו גם הטעם במה שעבד כנעיני אינו יוצא מגויס להדוס אלא ידי מילה בתפילה. ולהישגי לזה בעצם שעבודו לרבו. עבד כנעיני doesn't become a Jew unless he has מילה ותפילה. And it's not enough that he's משיבה to his master. ומשום שהן אמנם שאילו היה דבר תלוי במציאותו של אדם בלבד הרי בעבד של מציאותו בשייחס עם רבוי, ומילא במצו שיוצא מכלל. אבל הבוסר מה שכסף כאן בקרוא, שעבדו לבין עקום לישראל תלוי בעני השם אלוהיכם, דבר זה אי אפשר, שיעשה על ידי האדם עצמו, על ידי הקדוש ברוך הוא, שקבע שרק מילה ותפילה מכניס את מסעודן תחת הבחירה של העמי. וכן לבוצר מה שקוצב כאן בקורך שזה עונה מדינו של אבית קנייני. והכל אכן בוצר קמת שמלנת שנאמר כאן בפרשה. So you might think that an Eved Kenayni goes into a Jew's rishus. So maybe that would be enough. Maybe that would change his mitzvahs. Now he's under the ownership of a Jew. And that makes him into a Jew. But no. It's not enough. He still needs mila and tefila. Because ani Hashem Elokeichem, God has to do it. So after the kamashmalan of this parasha, that of ani Hashem Elokeichem, that it's not enough to be owned by somebody that is going to change your status. It has to be that God chose you. And God only chose the God, the Akum, the Eved Kenayni, after he hears his mila and tefila. Now we can understand the sugyan Yifamis Mem Chesam Beis Rambam in the 14th parak of Isseri Bein Halacha Tes, that you can't hold on to an Eved Kenayni. He doesn't want to do Milan Tvila. Milan Tvila make him an Eved Kenayni who's chayiv in the mitzvahs that a woman is chayiv in. So you give him 12 months, Magaglim Mimo, and then if he does Milan Tvila, good, and if not, you let him go. So the reason is because the mitzvahs of Avdus is Mechayiv that he should have a mitzvahs of going out of being a goy and not yet coming in to be a Jew. He has to have that special status. But he can only have it if he gets mila and tevila. And if he doesn't do mila and tevila, it's not the correct metzius of avdus. That's a mechayiv. This person, he has to have a metzius of an eved, because that's Hashem said that the only way that he's going to be obligated in these mitzvahs is if he does this mila and tevila, he does this type of geirus, and then he has now become now he's chosen and he has to do the mitzvahs. Otherwise, he can't have this mitzvah of being an Eved. And then he has to do his Tovah L'Shem Yehadis afterwards when he fully converts, if he's freed. Al Kopanim, we still have to explain the Inyan of Eshob Saisis Tishmaru Mikdashi Tiro. Ani Hashem. What does this have to do with somebody's Nimkar L'Nachri? And we wanted to know that there's no Havamina on Chil Shabbos and also not on Mora Mikdash. So we have all these Havaminas over here that you might think you could do over the Zari, think you could give the Arayas. He has a Havamina that he can do Chil Shabbos, like his master. So the question is, where we see this is talking about somebody who's Nimkar L'Nachri. Where does this have to do with being Nimkar L'Nachri? It's the Shabsote Shemor Mikdashi Tiro. And Rashi says you would have a Havamina, he doesn't have to keep Shabbos. Why would you have such a Havamina? We already saw in Pasuk Aleph that he's part of Kedushas Yisrael, he's part of Mishpachas Yisrael. And therefore he's Aser and Avodah Zarah, which means that he's not Mufka from the Torah, and he has to keep the Arayis of Yisrael. He's part of Mishpachas Yisrael because his essence hasn't changed. Even if his essence has changed, it hasn't changed. Even if it has changed, it doesn't matter. He was chosen Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's why I have in this pasuk the Matseva and the Evan Maskus. We were chosen to. Hashem hates these things. And we were chosen to be the ones to fulfill the will of Hashem. And therefore, he has to fulfill it. That's why he has to. That's why it doesn't matter that he was sold as an Eved. So he shouldn't think that he can do Gil Arayas, and he shouldn't think that he can do the Yisar of Avodah Zarah, and not that he's Mufka Mi Mitzvahs, as we explain. But what's the Havamina about Shabbos? Rashi says the Havamina about Shabbos. And Rashi doesn't even mention a Havamina about Mikdash. That he doesn't have to keep a Mikdashi Tiro. So what's a Mikdashi Tiro doing over here? So Bezlat Hashem, Anachnu, Ani Mikaveshe, נראה בשיעור הבא, אז נא להישאר עמנו, תודה רבה שהאזנתם, שלום שלום.